This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, D.A., I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, D.A., what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
D.A., what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, D.A.? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man. Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. We're taking your phone calls at a Trash Tuesday at 855-212-4CBS. On Twitter, DA on CBS. Mraz trashed the bar manager on St. Paddy's Day that surprise high-fored him. He had no ring finger. Is it okay to surprise high-four somebody with less than five? That is today's poll question here on the DA show. Zach asks DA, ask Mraz if the high five would be okay if the dude threw up his hand saying, give me a high four, bro. Is he in the right there?
He's addressed now the elephant in the room, so I would say yes, he's in the right. If you're telling me give me a high four, I'm prepared for four.
This is an important question to pose to our next guest. We love having her on the show. She's a media superstar. She's our tech and gadget guru. She was just on the Today Show and Rachel Ray yesterday. She comes to us with much pomp and circumstance. It is Katie Linnendahl.
Wow, what an intro. That was grandiose.
I love seeing you here in studio.
I love being here in studio.
You're always so sunny and fun, and you always have cool stories and cool gadgets. But where do you stand?
What's the high four?
So,
can somebody explain this to me? Because can we start there?
We have
because
to.
I am actually the Guinness World Record holder, or I was for a moment, of the high five, most high fives in 1 minute.
No, you weren't.
100%.
No way.
Plaque in the El Kitcheno to prove
no
it.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
How many?
Well, it wasn't that great. It was one of those records where, like, I always wanted a Guinness World Record.
Sure.
Which is actually very hard to achieve because you have to have a Guinness World Record adjudicator on site. And, like, for the high-fiving, which I chose to do, because I'm really awkward. I don't like hugging people. So my whole life, I've been a high-fiver.
And I just went in for the hug earlier. So
was I awkward?
No.
But, I probably was awkward.
But does that mean that that was uncomfortable?
Probably. I probably internally got hot.
You've been
and then, like,
here
you're so cool,
so
I probably got extra hot.
Yeah, thanks so much. You've been here so many times, I just figured we were on the hug basis.
We're like totally on the hug basis, but I'm just awkward.
Okay.
I mean, I'm self-aware. Okay. You know, and then I do like the half-see where it's like even makes it even worse.
Well, I give you a lot of credit for overcoming your fear because you gave me a full hug, so that's very nice.
Oh, good. That's extra special.
Yeah. So how did you know there was a record for most high fives?
Well, I always wanted a Guinness World Record, and it's like wanting to go to the Olympics. If you want to do that, like I think I'm still going to go to the Olympics,
yeah.
So I pick like archery.
Yeah.
Like what's achievable at this point?
Yes.
Not putting down archery.
No.
But, you know, what do you go for at this point? So I went for the, I love high-fiving people. It's been my thing.
That's
I don't like
been
touching
your thing.
People.
Okay.
I'm OCD.
Yeah.
So I went for the high-five, and I found out, this is a true story, that a clown in the UK called Mr. Giggles had the record for the most high-fives in 1 minute. And I was like, USA. And I took him on.
That is so patriotic.
I know. Thank you. I'm a very patriotic person.
And so do you remember what the record was?
Yes, I had 107 high fives in 1 minute, which may seem easy to achieve.
Well, that's...
logistically?
That's nearly 2 a second.
Very challenging. Getting everybody in one room with the... you have to have a very proper high five.
Oh, wait a second. So you have to have 107 different people?
Oh, yeah. That was the challenge.
Oh,
that was the hardest part.
I thought it was just like one person.
No, 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 no.
Whoa.
You have to have them lined up. And then you're like hoping that these random people don't screw you over and, you know, half-ass high-five you.
And do like a psych.
Yeah. No, like seriously.
Pull away the hand.
Because I had a few that didn't count.
Really?
Yeah.
So you had more than 107.
Oh, yeah.
But they tallied 107 officially
for you. Yeah, because some were not above proper length.
Wow, what's the proper length?
Hand was not fully extended. It got intense fast.
Wow.
But I got that damn plaque. That's all that matters.
I'm so proud
of
you.
Very competitive.
You are...
I can't walk across the street to Walgreens without like racing the guy next to me.
You are like the Walter Mitty of...
the Walter Mitty.
of everything. So I have to ask... what room did you book to have 107 people in there?
No, that's a good
question. A wedding hall?
So I was hosting a show at the time for Spike TV. It was a pop culture, gaming, and tech show. And we rented out a room for our... it's under the MTV Viacom umbrella, you know. So we rented this massive room out, like above our cafeteria, and had all these random people come up that were so kind to donate their time to my achievements.
Amazing.
Yeah.
This is... mind-blowing stuff.
I got the plaque.
Katie Lindendahl joining us this morning here on the show. So the high four is bar manager with Mraz at St. Paddy's Day, comes over, thanks him for playing shuffleboard in the bar, gives him a high five saying thanks so much. In the middle of the high five, Mraz notices no ring finger on the manager. So went for the high four. This spooked Mraz because there was a void where his ring finger was. So it was 5-on-4. Mraz believes he should have been warned before the high four was put up there.
Mraz, this seemed to a little overanalyze this here. You think I'm nuts?
You think?
It freaked me out a little. I wasn't prepared for it. It was caught up in the moment. I had this look of shock in my face.
Did you not get the memo in advance? Like, these are things that just happen and you don't think about them again.
I just never...
I didn't even know what a high four was.
Well, now I do and I can't stop thinking about it.
You're messed up, man.
You were on the Today Show yesterday and Rachel Ray, and you brought by Kid Gadgets, right?
Yes, lots of Kid Gadgets.
This is pretty cool.
I test so much tech and for all ages, and... specifically this segment, I had about 9 kids' gadgets to get through, from buildable robots to the Nintendo Labo, which
What's
I know
that?
You guys are probably excited for. It's actually a new, it sounds totally boring, it's a new cardboard kit that Nintendo came out with that works in conjunction with the Switch. So it allows you to, there's 2 kits out. There's a variety kit and there's a robot kit. And people are like freaking out for this because it comes out in April. But it like mixes this digital and physical world together. So you build all this stuff with these cardboard pieces, which again, most fun you'll ever have with cardboard. And then you bring it to life. So you use the Joy-Con controllers and the Switch console, and you can actually step in and become a robot. Like all these pieces assembled together to make different things. So
wow.
That was really fun. It was like a sneak peek.
Yeah.
It's always fun when you get to like showcase stuff that's brand new, that's not out yet.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was fun.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So I saw that you brought in some cool stuff to this show, which you always do. You always have the coolest things.
Well, yes. And I have been promising. Look at this.
Pete, the Body Bilotti.
Come on over, Pete, because I have had this. I hope there's still an expiration on it because, yeah, no, we're good. It's good till October. Super Mario cereal. This was limited edition.
Wow.
I have held on to this. You know how hard this was not to eat?
My
I got
God.
2 boxes exclusively from Nintendo. And come on in and get it because...
How about that? How about this? You know that Pete the Body Bilotti fancies himself as a Luigi guy.
Fancies
because he believed that Luigi doesn't get enough respect or that Mario gets
it's
all the
true.
Glory. It's so true. Super Mario cereal is mixed berry cereal with marshmallows. So
in power-ups.
Have you had this?
It's delicious.
Is it?
And on the front of the cereal box, if anybody is a Super Mario Odyssey player like myself.
Yeah.
This is so apropos, too, because we're going to be talking about esports. If you play Super Mario Odyssey, there's an amiibo on the front of the box.
Not an amiibo.
So you can scan it into your console. Limited edition amiibo.
Most of the things you say...
I probably means nothing to anybody.
Honestly, it goes right over my head.
Just roll with it.
But it sounds really cool.
And then I brought you some beard oil.
Ooh, and nice.
And also some news anchor hair wash that Duke Cannon sent back over.
Well, let me just tell you, You gave me for Christmas the Duke Cannon hair pomade.
Yes. Okay? You were a fan of that. So I brought more.
It's so good. It honestly is now going to be the only pomade that I ever use again. It is so good. Really, so good. And the lip balm.
It
was like a giant lip balm thing. And, you know, it was great.
I mean, you know, you never know what people are going to like.
Yes. I mean, it has still lasted me. I mean, this is a lip balm that has now lasted two and a half months. And the soaps last forever. We had a few listeners reach out and say, I want to get some of that Duke Cannon soap.
Oh, yeah.
Where can I get it? So I pointed them in the direction. I'm telling you, this soap lasts forever because it's huge. I mean, this brick.
It's called Big Ass Brick of Soap.
It looks like one of these, you know, stones on the street, like in Cobblestone Street here in New York.
It's true. And they have great scents to them. The one is smells like Naval Supremacy.
I've used the bourbon.
Oh.
Smelled like Buffalo Trace bourbon. I was loving it. So I am so in on Duke Cannon. This is great.
Yay, good.
Beard oil, though. I don't have a beard.
Well.
I'll need to grow one.
There's always time, DA. Always time.
I'm going to grow a beard and just, you know, kind of put this into my beard as I watch Bilotti eat Super Mario cereal, and we'll be all cool.
He's happy right now.
Marshmallow mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. Huge, 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 huge. Very cool. Thanks so much. This is so cool.
Totally.
All right. I love it. So what's going on in your world in terms of esports?
Oh, my goodness. So I have been covering. Are you guys familiar with esports and like professional gaming?
It's starting to get pretty hot. There, for those that don't know, NBA teams.
Yes.
And MLS teams, soccer, basketball, they are hiring. They are scouting and hiring and employing teams to play video games that represent them. So it's like the New York Knicks esports team.
That's 100% correct.
Or the Red Bulls esports team. And so it's not the players that you notice on the Knicks, but they're employees of the organization to play in tournaments representing the team. So sports and e-gaming is getting huge.
It's getting huge. And I mean, the stream count is insane. But to your point, too, in the world of sports, 17 NBA teams just drafted. They had a draft lottery just last week, and they actually have now professional gaming teams. And I just did a huge podcast on this with the Cleveland Cavs because I think they're one of the teams that are always first out the gate. When it comes to like technology pieces, as a reporter, I get tons of people pitching to me different story ideas. And the Cavs always, like when it comes to augmented reality and virtual reality, even though they have, you know, Quicken Loans is not the newest arena, if you will, but they're always implementing like really cool high-end technologies. And again, first out the gate. When I learned about they have a Cavs Legion gaming club, one of 17 teams in the NBA, and how they are approaching esports and professional gaming. If you haven't heard anything about pro gaming, it is the next big thing. I mean, it is just on a trajectory right now to explode. It's being discussed for the next Olympics. But when you look at the Cavs, it's wild. The Cavs, for example, have actually, they take it so seriously. And Dan Gilbert, in the way he approaches things and always like on the hunt for the next big thing and ahead of the curve, they are actually treating the pro gamers in their Cavs Legion Gaming Club. They have access to nutritionists. They have access to sports psychologists.
Which these guys need. They train like 18 hours a day.
Oh, see, that's interesting because it's become a really hot debate. If this is an esports pro gamer is an athlete.
Well, I don't know if I would say he's an athlete because it's more of a skill than an athlete.
They're
athletic.
Saying yes. They're getting the same treatment as a professional athlete.
But CEOs should get the same treatment as professional athletes.
You think so?
I mean, people in high levels of power, influence, that are high pressure all the time should have the best nutrition available.
Do you get access to massage therapy?
I do not.
Because you deserve it.
Well, thank you so much, Katie. I do not. But I really do believe this. I mean, you know.
Do you get protein shakes regularly? Like, where's his protein shake?
No, we get a free pizza every couple of Fridays,
there
actually.
You go.
So it's about it. But I will say, those e-gamers and e-sports athletes or players, if you will, they have massive carpal tunnel problems.
Oh, I'm sure.
And
absolutely.
So, I mean, athletically, they do have, like, they have to worry about their agility and their hand-eye. And there's a very limited age bracket that you can compete in because your hand-eye coordination, it just starts going down, I think, after the age of 25 or something like that. So, like, these kids, you've got to get everything in before, like, you're 21 years old.
Well, and it's interesting you talk about age, too, because I think one of the more fascinating sides of this is the 18 to 35 bracket, speaking of age, that is audience that has been captivated by pro gaming, is just blowing up. And I, with ratings across the board and TV going down and people trying to get creative and how they attract millennials, this is one way. Like, I think NBA packages now, you'll probably in the next, if not year, 2 years, start seeing streaming gaming, whether it is NBA 2K or first-person shooter. Like, I think that that age bracket of what who it's attracting is really important.
This is mind-blowing to everybody over the age of, like, 35. And I admit, in my just to myself, and I'm nearly 40, it feels mind-blowing that we would televise video games, but it is coming.
It's selling out MSG.
It is so coming. It's so crazy. And it sounds nuts. But you're right. I don't know. NBA TV might already do this. But you're going to see NFL Network, NBA TV,
correct,
all these networks. They're going to broadcast kids playing video games.
Yes.
They're going to, the video games will be those sports, but you will watch Madden, you will watch NBA 2K, and you will watch the best players in the world compete in these.
And I think they're crazy not to run that, just because so many people are interested in it. And by the way, the pots,
it's like built Twitch.
Yes.
Right? Like, Twitch became a thing just because people watch e-gaming so much.
That's correct. I mean, YouTube gaming is big as well. But in terms of the money that can be made here, I mean, we're talking multi-million dollar pots. It's insane in terms of the money that these pro gamers can make. I was just reading an article that just broke 6 hours ago about there's one big pro gamer that's making $500,000 a month.
Oh, my God. That's $6 million
like,
a year.
We picked the wrong profession,
no,
DA.
No kidding.
It's crazy.
That guy needs a masseuse. You make $6 million a year, you need a masseuse.
Don't worry. He's well taken care of.
I bet.
He's got a nutritionist. He's got a trainer. He's got therapy. Done.
Needs it all. More with Katie Linadal, including 10 questions.
Oh, I love that.
When we come back. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Make the right game plan for you. Farmers Insurance has practical insurance knowledge gained from more than 89 years of experience. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Minutes past the hour. Thanks for being with us. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio and streaming at watchda.com. Watch the simulcast, watchda.com, in sparkling Technicolor as Katie Linadal joins us in studio, our gadget guru.
Electronically ignorant.
The player of the week brought to you by Grainger. Let's take a look at a player who's getting it done this week. It's LeBron. How about LeBron going for 40, 12, and 10 last night in the Cavaliers' 7-point win over the Bucks? LeBron goes for 17 in the third quarter. He's the oldest player ever to have a triple-double with at least 40 points. At least that means as many years as he's been in the league. Nobody's ever done it 15 years or more in the NBA. He's playing 15 years. He goes for 40 points with a triple-double. Absolutely outrageous. The player of the week was brought to you by Grainger. Products and services you need when you need them. Grainger's got your back to help you keep your facility running. Grainger for the ones who get it done. Your travel schedule is incredible, and we'll get to 10 questions coming up here momentarily, but where are you off to next?
Oh my goodness, I'm off to Alaska.
Wow.
In just a couple days. God willing, the snowstorm that we're getting yet again.
Oh, the fourth nor'easter in 2 weeks?
Yeah, is this snowstorm DA?
No, I will scream if they ever name a snowstorm after me. I am so over snow at this point. It's almost April. Get us out into the spring.
Seriously. I'm a winter girl. I love the cold weather. And I'm like, you know what? You've kind of overstayed your welcome.
Yeah.
But we'll actually be shooting in Alaska. I'm doing a project with Canon for the Weather Channel. And we're filming the Northern Lights. And
wow,
we're actually, I can't even complain about the snowstorm because the weather there, we're literally going to the North Pole of Alaska where people send their mail to Santa.
Really?
Yeah, and it supposedly, though, gets somewhere down below negative 20 at night, and we're going to be out shooting for about 6-7 hours, so it'll be interesting. If I come back alive, we'll have to chat about it. And then, you know, I'll be real pissed if there's no Northern Lights, by the way, because I've chased them quite a few times on projects and to no avails.
Really?
I've only seen them, like, once, and it's iffy if it was that.
Oh, so
this will be interesting. It's hard. It's like a bucket list for a lot of people. But
oh, absolutely.
Supposedly, this is the time in North Pole, Alaska, to catch the Northern Lights. So it'll be a really fun project with Canon.
That is awesome. Very cool.
Yeah.
Let's strike up the band. It's time for 10 questions.
Yeah.
It's time for America's favorite game show, where we tell the studio guest what they should think. It's 10 questions, not taped in front of a live studio audience.
In a recent Instagram post and Twitter post, you slow motion walked into a room with your gal pals.
That's true.
So, question number one, have you always dreamt of walking into a room like Charlie's Angels?
Oh, I've dreamt of walking into a room with my own entrance song. Oh, look at that sound effect.
And what would the entrance song be?
It'd have to be something custom. I don't want to, like, you know, recycle somebody's music.
Well.
Right?
So you need original score when you walk in.
You know, maybe the first time out I would vibe something that's already out there. But yeah, I would prefer an original composition.
Totally understandable. Number two, if you were a member of Charlie's Angels, which Charlie's Angel would you be? I could give you the options.
Okay, but is there like a tech angel?
I don't know. Well,
there's like a cyborg. Come on, that's like very.
Yeah, there should
current.
Be one that has the tech stuff,
yeah.
But maybe this is before
like
tech.
Like a batarang?
Yes, because there was Farrah Fawcett, Kate Jackson, Jacqueline Smith, and Cheryl Ladd of the original TV series. And then there was Cameron Diaz, Drew Barrymore, and Lucy Liu in the movies. So do you resonate with any of those?
No.
That's the correct answer.
Thank you. Cool. I want to be like the new modern one that smells like new electronics. It has like lots of gadgets. Is that cool?
So you want to be the Charlie's Angel that has a batarang and smells like a new Magnavox TV.
Yeah, you know the scent of like new electronics? That's hot.
That is
for
so,
some of us.
That is. So, I wonder if Duke Cannon does that scent.
Don't sell that off. That's a good idea. Fresh electronics smell. Yes, that's going to be my perfume.
Fresh iPod.
A la de like
fresh
toilet.
iPod.
Yeah.
Fresh. Yeah. Oh, I'm wearing the new Amazon Echo. Number three. I saw you on Twitter playing a recorder
for
St. Patty's Day. Is that a flute?
It's not a recorder, man. It's an Irish whistle. It's an instrument I take very seriously.
Okay, I am so sorry. What?
I did. I taught myself this instrument like 2 months. I have like a private instructor and everything. I'm like, I watched the Coors one night for like 4 hours binge on YouTube. It was like 5 a.m. and I was like, I'm going to learn how to play that tomorrow. Tomorrow, because I'm in charge of my schedule. And damn it, I did. Yep.
So you learned the Irish whistle. Which I just compared to a 5-year-old plastic.
Yeah, you're like a $4 recorder where you're like B-A-G. We all grew up playing in like grade school. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
For just demeaning my life goals.
So now you're an expert of the.
I played in the. Did you see my friend in the bagpipes?
Yes.
In the fiddle?
Yes.
Yeah. Musical composition right there.
So you're outrageous.
I mean, ideas and I have to commit to them.
I know. The level of achievement that you were constantly striving for is remarkable. So my question is, if you were to perform the Irish whistle at Carnegie Hall, which song would you be performing?
Oh, see, this isn't going to mean much to anybody, but there's this crazy, really fast one called Toss the Feathers by the Coors. Well, it's not by the Coors, but they play it well. I'm going with that.
The Coors had like one hit in 2001.
That's because you know all the like pop stuff.
Correct.
They're correct. Legit. Like if you get into their music.
Wow.
Again, about 3% of people are on board with anything I'm saying.
We,
at least I'm self-aware.
We have you on for a half hour every so often, and probably 27 minutes of that, people are like, what is she talking about?
Come on! Again? Well, guess what? Next time I come in, 30 of it are going to be me playing the tin whistle. And you're all going to enjoy it, and ratings are going to be down. But I don't care.
I'll tell you, everybody understood Super Mario cereal. That was the one thing we all got. Number four, what color glasses reflect your mood best?
These ones glow in the dark, so I would go with this new pair.
So those are kind of bright orange?
Bright neon. Yeah, they're like neon orange.
Okay. Number five, what's the best Rocky movie?
Rocky V?
Rocky V is usually considered one of the worst, so.
I am the epic fail.
You were just guessing, weren't you?
Yeah, I was, to be completely honest.
You know what? Always go with one. Honest. Just always go with the first.
You're right.
We would have accepted.
Life lesson just learned.
We would have accepted 2 or 4 as well.
Understood. Okay. I'll take that one. That one's on me, guys. That one's on me.
Number six, bagpipes. Awesome or annoying?
Awesome.
That's the correct answer. Number seven, you recently met a squirrel whisperer. If you could whisper to one animal, what would it be?
A goat.
The goat whisperer.
I love goats.
The goat whisperer.
Mm-hmm.
Ask them why they eat old leather cans.
Cliff hanging, tin can eating. I can't get enough. I dig it.
Number eight, what's the next Guinness World Record you will achieve?
Oh, man. Oh, there's so many wacky ones out there now. Mm-hmm. I might have to get my record back because after I heard that somebody had surpassed me, I felt a little competitive. Surprise. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, my parents are like, 200 grand education there. Most high fives in 1 minute. We're super proud. Wow. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Number nine, are you more excited for Comic-Con or the new XFL?
Oh, the XFL.
That's the correct answer.
Okay, good. I've been to Comic-Con. I haven't been to an XFL game.
And you're,
he hate me. I'm getting the jersey.
And you're a big wrestling fan as well. So
yes.
Tie Vince McMahon back into football.
Oh, I'm so pumped for that.
Nice.
I thought he did a great... This when he announced it.
Yes.
Press conference.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Tomorrow we're going to work on shapes and colors. I mean, press conference. That was a hard one.
Number 10. Jeez. Final question. What's the best Mario video game of all time?
Well, Mario Kart, but then Super Mario Odyssey, which I'm so close to beating right now.
We'll accept Super Mario Kart. We were looking for Super Mario 3.
That's subjective. Again, I understand this is 10 questions where you tell us what to think, yeah. But that's I don't like.
Well, Super Mario 3, Super Mario turns into a raccoon that flies.
I see where you're going.
So
with
that's
this.
Hard to top.
But Super Mario Odyssey, really?
Yeah, I never played that.
Oh, so good.
Katie Lindendahl, she's our tech and gadget guru. You can follow her on all of her social media channels at Katie Lindendahl. And you're all over the place. You're crushing it as always. You can see on the Today Show regularly and Rachel Ray Show. And you're going to go to the Northern Lights. So you're
May
just...
come back alive.
Yeah. Hopefully you'll be alive next time we see you. And, you know, I wish you the best.
Thanks
Godspeed.
So much. Thank you. I got all my heated gear out. I'm ready.
I love it. Katie, you're the best. Thanks so much for coming by.
I always love joining you guys. You're the best.
Katie Lindendahl joining us this morning here on the show. When we come back, we've got your sound check, your best audio of the day. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
A no sweatpants at work zone.
Cooking is the right word because you and Mraz being Madden and Gruden in their prime.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Those are quite the comparisons. March Madness is here. Tune in all week to TBS, CBS, TNT, and True TV. On the go with March Madness Live or listen on Westwood One. PGP preparation has begun. Permission granted podcast, this week's episode. Mraz is suspended, still under suspension for 2 weeks ago when he decided to let out not one but two belches during the PGP, looking for either a reaction or just to clear some space in his bella without editing it out. I found that grotesque. I know a lot of listeners did as well. That will not be the bar that we have either here on the show or on the Permission Granted podcast. Mraz is under suspension for this week. Should he perform his duties professionally for the rest of this week, he'll be back on next week's PGP. There's been some discussion, some hand-wringing, some internet scuttlebutt that Mraz and I are at odds personally and that I might fire Mraz. Now, I can tell you this. I do not have the influence to fire or hire anybody without oversight and approval from my bosses. So I couldn't just say, I'm upset at Mraz for belching on the PGP. He needs to be fired. They would do so. They would certainly strongly take it into consideration based on my wants and certainly based on his lack of professionalism. However, I could not simply wave a wand. Others have thought that perhaps Mraz is greasing the skids to leave this show. And we have joked around about maybe Mraz is looking ahead to hosting the PM casserole in Kenosha in the next couple of months. To my knowledge, that is not true. But this week, we will have on the bane of Mraz's existence, Robbie Rosenhaus.
Robbie
is the Banya, the Newman, the alter ego, the Bizarro Merez.
Correct.
He is larger, balder, and heavier.
Correct.
And more annoying. Has more enemies. But I see something in him. And so I want him on the PGP to discuss what has become a very polarizing existence here at CBS Sports Radio. Mraz, stop me when I'm lying. Yes, sometimes I lather on thick for this show. But is this sentence incorrect? People around here resent that I've given Robbie Rosenhaus this much platform.
You're making a lot of enemies, my friend. A lot
Robbie.
Of enemies.
Because they don't like Robbie.
Yes, you are making a lot of enemies around here.
I love Robbie.
AKA the house. People dislike the house.
And they're starting to dislike you for your love of the house. There are whispers in the newsroom.
Correct.
You have gone from host that everybody loves and respects to get him out of here.
Robbie.
I'm going to have him on the show today, and I will ask him some probing questions. I will ask him about people's dislike for him. I will ask him about the natural rivalry that has popped up between he and Mraz. I will ask him about questions surrounding his work ethic. So that's coming up on this week's PGP. I am going to tape it, record it with the house later on today, actually right after the show. So, Mraz, it should be posted sometime this afternoon, right?
Yeah, if I get around to it.
That is right.
855-212-4CBS on Twitter, DA on CBS. Watch us at watchda.com. Time for sound check.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
We begin with Trey Burke, Knicks guard, when he was asked if he thought the Bills were trying to win last night or trying to tank.
You could tell when a team's playing hard. I think they were playing hard. I don't see them, you know, just purposely going out there trying to lose, but I could be wrong.
Oh, I think you are wrong, son. I think you're extremely wrong. The Bulls have been trying to lose for months now. As soon as the All-Star game was over, they were trying to lose. Last night, the Knicks won 110-92. The Knicks shouldn't score 110 points on anybody, guys. They shouldn't score 36 points in a quarter against anybody. The Knicks have 26 wins. The Bulls have 24. The Bulls are actively trying to lose. You can tell. Still, the NBA season's hysterical because it's too long. There's too many games. And there's so many games that when a team tanks, they tank for the last 20 games. I mean, really, the Bulls knew the season was over after 60 games, maybe after 50. And they're like, oh, God, now we got like 30 more games to play. How do we fake like we're not trying to lose? You know the NBA season's too long when you need to tank 20-some-odd games. In the NFL, if you tank like 4 games, that's a lot. In the NBA, you're like, oh, how do we fake it today again? I don't know if you know this, but Loyola Chicago has a nun on their side. She's pretty much everywhere, and I love her. They also have a head coach who sounds like he's out of some type of sci-fi novel. Loyola Chicago's head coach is named Porter Moser. Porter Moser? This has got to be a Game of Thrones character. Porter Moser? He was on the Jim Rome show here on CBS Sports Radio yesterday.
This city has embraced us like none other. It's been unbelievable, the city of Chicago, how they've embraced our team. And that means so much to me from being here. it means so much for the vision of Loyola University. I mean, to get Loyola's name out there and so many things talked about, our 63 national championship team talked about with what they meant with the game of change and cultural integration, and it's just really cool for our university and the city.
So I love this story of Loyola Chicago. The Ramblers are absolutely one of the coolest stories in recent memory, and I hope that they keep winning. And I love any coach that is named Porter Moser. But what I also love is, in the city of Chicago, that's a great basketball city, obviously, with the Bulls. Ironically, just talking about how bad the Bulls stink. You've got DePaul looking at Loyola Chicago going, don't! I mean, you know, DePaul is in the Big East. They still are, which is hard to believe, but they actually have not been kicked out. The last time they were in the Sweet 16, 1987. 1987 was the last time they were in the Sweet 16. I mean, you were talking about some great teams back in the day, Mark Aguirre and company, and they haven't been to the Sweet 16 in 31 years. Hell, Illinois basketball hasn't been to the Sweet 16 in 13 years. And here's Porter Moser going, yeah, no, the city's totally in on us. Yeah, no, we're still college basketball. We're playing. We're still playing. Basically, how do you like them apples, DePaul? How do you like them oranges, Illinois? Loyola Chicago still dancing, and the city is behind them. What about you guys? And finally, Michael Bennett, introduced as a member of the Eagles.
I know Eli Manning is probably watching this and thinking, like, yes, I'm coming. I know Dak is watching this, like, yeah, he's coming. So, yeah, I am. And Alex Smith, you know he can't run from me. I told him in the Pro Bowl. So it's like, so it's definitely going to be a great season. It's going to be fun to be out here and be able to chase quarterbacks. I just know third down, you know, it's just going to be, and second down and first down is just going to be fun.
Yeah, good quote. We'll see if Michael Bennett lives up to that. I mean, look, if there's going to be a good fit for Michael Bennett, it's going to be Philadelphia. Michael Bennett's obviously been outspoken about social causes. The Eagles were the most outspoken team about social causes last year. And so this is a good fit for Michael Bennett. Obviously, the Eagles want more pass rush. That pass rush and that interior of the defensive line was a huge part of why they won the Super Bowl. They add another piece to that, another addition of depth. So I totally understand why the Eagles went that way. Michael Bennett's routinely a really good quote. Now he's got to actually live up to it because, you know, this is a team that is now the defending Super Bowl champions, and there's a lot to live up to over there. That's your sound check, and CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227. Brought to you by GEICO. Everybody, there's a quick way you could save money switching to GEICO. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all at GEICO.com. Is it not amazing what Howie Roseman has done in Philadelphia? You know, Howie Roseman was in power for a long time with Andy Reid, and Howie Roseman lost that power in a power struggle with Chip Kelly. Now, the Eagles had never won a Super Bowl, but the Eagles were routinely competitive. Obviously, they let Andy Reid walk, and here comes Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly comes in. He needs more control. He needs more power and influence. He gets it, and the team could not crumble more. I mean, the roster was a disaster. The guys that Chip Kelly brought in were a mess. The entire organization turned into a nightmare. They quickly dismiss Chip Kelly and reinstall Howie Roseman, who was basically banished to a corner office. They reinstall him, and he turns over the roster within like 4 months. I mean, remember how quick the roster moves he made was? All of them, as soon as Chip Kelly was gone. It was like all of Chip's guys gone. Totally reconstructed the roster, made the trade for Carson Wentz, and now they're Super Bowl champions, and he just keeps adding. I don't think that Howie Roseman is a god because he had plenty of teams that did not win at all when he was also in power with Andy Reid. But, man, what a job he has done, because where they were under Chip to where they are now is night and day. Daniel tweets, oh, yay. If Fat Robbie is on the PGP again, that'll be one that I miss on purpose. Hashtag trash Fat Robbie. Hashtag garbage.
You are a machine of death.
That seems harsh. That seems unfairly harsh. And Mraz, I know you consider him a rival, but you don't like anybody being called the F word.
Nah, it's mean. It is mean. As much as he might deserve it, and as much as he might be it, it's mean. You don't call somebody fat. Fat Lord. Although hashtag Fat Robbie would be quite the trend.
Would be. I'm not going to let that happen. That's not nice. Zach tweets, I'm trashing the first day of spring. It's too warm to enjoy the remaining snow and too cold to really enjoy the outdoors. My life is full of slush, brown grass, cold rain, dripping roofs, and more slush. Hashtag, is it summer yet?
Taking out the trash.
Zach, I'm a broken man as well. We're getting a fourth nor'easter, which I am escaping. I'm off tomorrow and Thursday, heading to spring training in Florida. However, I'm back on the air Friday from Florida to break down the Sweet 16. But I'm a broken man as well. I'm out of here. We're going to get another foot, 15 inches, 18 inches here.
Nine to 15.
As Mraz would say, do I need this? Terry tweets, oh, I'm so impressed making lip balm last more than 2 months, DA. You're a wasteful hog. I once made one last 9 years, and I live in snowy Pennsylvania.
You're so trashy.
Well, 9-year-old lip balm sounds gross because chapstick costs like $1.50. So if you still are holding on to something for 9 years that cost $1.50 that you put on your lips, I got news for you. You're not the winner here. But guys, I got big teeth, big lips, big mouth. I need a lot of lip balm. I am lucky if this thing lasts. When we come back, is Brady giving us clues?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.